We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, here we are, Wednesday, January the 15th. Month is half over. Week is half over. I'm getting a ton of text about Lauren Daigle. Because I just played this song by Lauren Daigle. And I'm getting so many texts comparing her to Adele. Text says, Lauren Daigle sounds like Adele, beautiful voice. Another text says, she sounds like Adele. Another text says, she could be called an Adele ripoff. I like it. Here's another one. She reminds me of Adele. Lauren Daigle is phenomenal in concert. Highly recommend going to see her when she comes here in July. And you know, I'd hope to have another conversation with her. Look, I really, with all the people that I've interviewed, I was really looking forward to my conversation with Lauren Daigle. We're going to play that back for you coming up after the news at 3 o'clock. Also, I thought during the news break about talking about Geraldo Rivera, who used to be very liberal, and Geraldo Rivera is now more conservative. I would say he's one of the moderate voices on Fox News. And sometimes he ticks them off by being kind of on the liberal side, or at least the moderate side. But Geraldo really, one of the things that Geraldo did that was so memorable to so many of us was on live television, he opened up Al Capone's vault. You know, and think about this. I mean, here's this gangster. And it's like, okay, what could possibly be in Al Capone's vault? And so, you know, people were, people were watching him open it up live on television. There might be bodies, there might be skeletons in there, who knows? But when I just thought about this just now during the news, there was nothing in Al Capone's vault, which I don't know, may be an indication that you can take it with you. Much of the record-breaking success of LSU's offense was due to assistant coach Joe Brady, whose official title was passing game coordinator, wide receivers coach. Last week, Brady agreed to an extension of his contract with LSU. It was a 3-year deal that more than doubled his current salary of $410,000 a year. And many thought LSU had Joe Brady for the next few years. So why did Brady agree to the contract extension and then suddenly agree to accept an offer to become the offensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers of the NFL? Well, contracts are not always as binding as the public might assume. And apparently there was a clause in the contract extension with LSU that gave Brady an opportunity to accept an offer from an NFL team. Not another college team, but an NFL team. It's being reported that Brady has accepted an offer to join the Panthers' new head coach, former Baylor's coach Matt Rhule, as the offensive coordinator of the Panthers, a team the New Orleans Saints will face twice a season. Now, it's obvious that Joe Brady was a key architect and a key administrator of the prolific LSU offense under offensive coordinator Steve Ensminger, and that Joe Brady would be a coveted assistant coach. At 30 years old, Joe Brady, I think, becomes the youngest offensive coordinator in the NFL. Guy's 30 years old. But who is Joe Brady? I mean, he's virtually unknown before he revolutionized LSU's passing offense. Joe Brady came to LSU from his position as offensive assistant coach with the Saints. And he obviously gave great direction to Drew Brees and the Saints. And he obviously had a lot to do with the success of Joe Burrow. But Joe Brady's experience on the field was that of a wide receiver, not a quarterback. Now, the wide receiver is an extension of the quarterback's arm, you could argue. Joe Brady grew up in Pembroke Pines, Florida, which is a suburb north of Fort Lauderdale, north of Miami. And he was a talented wide receiver at Everglades High School. Brady received honorable mention for All-State honors in his senior year in high school. In college, Joe Brady played wide receiver with William and Mary all 4 years. But he wasn't even always a starter. Brady's first college coaching job was with his alma mater, William and Mary. Next, he was a graduate assistant at Penn State for a brief time and then graduated to the NFL as an offensive assistant for the Saints between 17 and 18. And then last year in 2019, Joe was hired as the passing game coordinator and wide receivers coach for LSU. In 1 year, Joe Brady had made his mark as an assistant coach. So this skyrocketing rise of Joe Brady's young coaching career raises an interesting question about competence versus experience. Think about it. Joe Brady is now an offensive coordinator for an NFL team, which is a step away from becoming head coach in the NFL. But Joe Brady only played football as a wide receiver in high school and college. As proficient as he was in directing LSU's quarterback Joe Burrow, you'd think that Joe Brady had a lot of experience at that position, but he did not. He was a wide receiver, which again is, it's the other end. It's the reciprocal of the quarterback. But he was a wide receiver at William & Mary and didn't play in the NFL. He was really not a superstar on the field. All of this points to the reality that experience does not necessarily manifest competence. We live in a culture where the perception is that experience does equal competence. But Joe Brady demonstrates that while experience does make some people experts, creativity and ambition can supersede experience. Many respected sports analysts and play-by-play broadcasters have little or no playing experience in the sports that they actually analyze and talk about. Even in politics, when Barack Obama became president, he was criticized for his lack of political experience. Donald Trump became president with no political experience. And there are many examples of creativity and ambition beating out experience on resumes. Now, I'm sure there are many diehard LSU fans that resent Joe Brady for breaking his new contract extension with LSU to join the coaching staff of the Carolina Panthers. But do you really blame Brady for taking advantage of this opportunity? I would never suggest that success is all about the money. And I think it's fair to say that loyalty is a diminishing quality in America, especially in sports. I mean, sometimes you buy a jersey for a player and you spend all this money on a jersey and the next year they're with another team. I feel badly for those fans, and I think, you know, in some ways maybe there should be a way for the players to be held accountable for that. Maybe you can get your money back. And maybe they shouldn't make the money on that. Anyway, that's a topic for another show. But when an offer comes in that more than doubles your current salary, isn't it understandable that the temptation to accept that would be overwhelming? I mean, do you blame Joe Brady for making this move from LSU to the Carolina Panthers? I don't. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. You know, there was a time in my career when, and I'm not going to mention the radio stations because you all know who they are and you listen to me on these stations, but one radio station let my contract expire. And so I'm sitting there without a contract. They let it expire. And another station in New Orleans comes to me and offers to double my salary. Do you know the station that I work for that let my contract run out was really angry with me? In fact, then they actually offered to bump up my salary close to where it would be going to the new station. And I said, if you thought I was worth it, you would have not let my contract run out and you would have given it to me before I got the offer. Now, that's not the case with Joe Brady. I mean, loyalty is important. But can you blame somebody for going for the money? And also consider this. What if Joe Brady is making this move for the ultimate job of becoming head coach in the NFL? And could the timing work out for Joe Brady to be in a position to be heir apparent to Saints coach Sean Payton as coach of the Saints? That could be part of a bigger plan. Now, so much can happen between now and then, but at some point, Sean Payton is going to retire. And Joe Brady, who's only 30 now, offensive coordinator of the Panthers, he could be looking down the road and putting himself in a position to maybe ultimately be head coach of the Saints. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And I don't think it's all about the money, but the money is really, really tempting. I mean, that's a hell of a question. Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show? The point is, you know, money isn't everything. I understand that. And, you know, especially if, you know, if you really followed the Bible, it would be difficult to justify having a lot of money. But there are people who do justify that and believe that God wants them to be rich, and it's okay for them to be really rich televangelists. That's not really the topic of discussion here. We're talking about Joe Brady of the LSU Tigers. So here is this assistant coach, and he is credited with creating and administering LSU's great spread passing offense under Steve Ensminger, offensive coordinator. Last week, Joe Brady agreed to an extension, 3-year extension to his LSU contract, doubling his $410,000 salary, more than doubling it. So I'm assuming that's somewhere $900,000 or $1 million a year, 30 years old. Quite an accomplishment. And so now he gets an offer from the Carolina Panthers, and he uses the clause in the contract that allows him to take an offer with an NFL team. And look, I'm sure there are LSU fans that are not happy with his lack of loyalty to LSU. But do you blame Joe Brady for making this decision? I mean, I don't. And can you think of a time in your life when loyalty was a question, but you took the money instead? And was there ever a time when you turned down money because of your loyalty to a company? All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Our text number is 870-870. This is really about human nature. I mean, I can tell you from my personal experience, and I just told the story, that it's difficult to turn down the money. There was another opportunity when I was in another city, and I wasn't even there a year, and another station in another city offered a 50% increase. And I took it. Were these mistakes? I don't know. I mean, my career was not flawless, and my career has not been perfect, and I've had ups and downs. But if everything that I did in my career led me to where I am today, then I could say nothing was a mistake. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870 from Jackson. John, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, John.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for having me. I want to say from one journalist to another, you always usually have me smiling, but you always have me questioning my values and beliefs. So that's a successful journalist.
Well, and look, John, there are times, look, if you're a journalist, I give you a lot of respect for being a journalist. I'm not always a journalist. There are times that I do things that make me a journalist, but I'm a talk show host, and I'm not always a journalist. So I want to be honest about that.
Well, congratulations. You do a great job either way. Well,
thank you.
My father, I was born in New Orleans, and my father, when I was born, he was working for Delta Airlines, and he was hiring people, hiring pilots. And he always asked them, if you take this job and 2 weeks later somebody comes back with a better offer, will you take it? If they said no, he's like, well, they're out of it, because they're not being truthful.
Right.
And there's a lot of, that makes a lot of sense, because you definitely want somebody who aspires to do better for themselves and their family. I went to pick up a person yesterday at the airport in New Orleans, and my sister lives in River Ridge. So, I just shoot down airline. It was easy to get to the hospital, but now it's very confusing for people who are out of town, who are not from here, to find the new airport, which is a beautiful airport, by the way.
Yeah, John, since I live here, and those of us who live here, it was pretty easy for us to make the adjustment, but I can see what you're saying. Maybe they need more signs. Maybe they need a better job of directing people to the Loyola exit until they build the flyover, which, by the way, they should have built as they were building the airport. A lot of reasons why that didn't happen, and much of it is just a typical Louisiana political mentality.
Yeah, well, the guy picked up was from Memphis, and he was complaining. I was like, dude, you're from Memphis. Anyway, look, thanks a lot, and I appreciate you and the work that you do.
All right, John, I appreciate you listening, and thanks for the comments. From Baton Rouge, Kyle, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Scoop. First of all, I want to congratulate Joe Brady on getting another job and all the circumstances that led to it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're when you're considered that good that the NFL wants you, then obviously you've done something right. But I'm going to ask you this question, Scoop. How do you spell coach?
I spell it. Now, I don't know if everybody spells it the same, but I spell it C-O-A-C-H.
Okay. I'm going to tell you how you spell coach. P-L-A-Y-E-R.
Player.
And I will tell you right now, systems are overrated, all right? If you don't have the right people to plug into those systems, your system don't mean diddly squat. Joe Burrow and that Tiger team, those personnel decided, I've heard Ed Ogeron testify to this now too many times to disagree with it. They dedicated or committed themselves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When they wasn't at school, they was committing themselves to being the best football team, and Joe Burrow was committing himself to being the best football player that he could possibly be. And because of that, he made Joe Brady a success. Joe Brady helped him, and he took what he saw from Drew Brees in New Orleans, who is the ultimate committed athlete, and he took that system right over to Baton Rouge, 60 miles away, and he said, you know what, if you want to be the best, this is how I've seen Drew Brees be the best. We're blessed in this part of the country to have been able to see two guys who operate at a level beyond anything we've ever seen anybody operate at on a football field. But they don't just do that on Saturday night or Sunday afternoon because they're just that good. They do that because they dedicate themselves all the time to being as good.
No,
as
it's true. Look, Kyle, I know people. I know people in my business who take weekends off. I know people in my business who will not work on a day off, and they're really and those are the people in the business who are not as good as others.
Well, and I can tell you, Joe Brady goes over to Carolina. I can tell you right now, he's got a guy over there that physically is as gifted as any human being alive.
Well, Kyle, look, I think you bring up a really good. I think
question mark about his commitment and dedication to his football team. And will Joe Brady have the same success with him? Not unless he changes.
Well, let's see what Kyle. You bring up a good point, but you started off by saying that if the coaching staff doesn't have the right players, the system is not going to work. And I agree with you. But there are situations where coaches have the right players and the system isn't right. So while it is, I understand what you're saying about it is the players. It's also the coaches. And I would think that before Carolina hired Joe Brady, I would assume that they really understood what he brought to LSU and what he's going to bring to the Panthers. And it wasn't just the record. It wasn't just because, you know, you're right. Look, think of the quarterback and the receivers that Joe Brady was directing under Steve Insmayer. So I'd like to think that they really went into who this person is and what he can bring.
Well, it's hand in glove, but you have to have the personnel to do it also. I'm glad for Joe. I can tell you right now, Joe Brady didn't corner the market on great coaching. While I'm thrilled that he helped LSU and I'm glad that LSU wanted to reward him, and, you know, he still had an opportunity to move himself up to the next level, I wish him all the success. Not really all the success in the world.
Well, at least twice a year.
Yeah, at least twice a year, he don't need to be successful at all. But you were going to see what I tell you what, time will tell what Joe Brady is and what Joe Brady means and what Joe Burrow means, because I know Joe Burrow is going to turn the Cincinnati Bengals from a loser into a winner.
You know, and it's so interesting that, you know, Joe Burrow just had such a link, even though he left Ohio, he had such a link to his hometown and his roots, that here he's going to be a quarterback of an NFL team in his home state, if it works out that way.
That's amazing. And he'll turn them around. You watch and see what I say. Thank you, Scoot. I appreciate it.
Kyle, I appreciate your call. Here's a text that says, Brady, meaning Joe Brady, not related to Tom Brady. Joe Brady, the LSU coach, who's going from LSU to the Carolina Panthers in the NFL. Sex says, Joe Brady is a sellout. You were, as I would be. You have to take the money when you can. And I agree with that. Let me bring this to your attention. This is a story that is now trending on our website, WWL.com. Joe Burrow says the money that Odell Beckham was handing the players, Odell Beckham Jr., was real. It was real cash. He was giving him money. And I think somebody has brought this into question about whether or not this was appropriate. I mean, if it was after the last game, I'm not a lawyer, but if it was after the final game, then they weren't paid as players. I don't know. I'm sure there's a loophole there. And, you know, that really shouldn't be a big deal. From Baton Rouge, Billy, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Scoot, I think Joe Brady made the right decision for a number of reasons. His stock is higher than it will ever be. And secondly, they put a clause in the contract specifically to allow this, and it's obvious that Joe wants to go back to the pros, and I say more power to him. He did a great job. He stayed with us right to the end, even though he could have jumped, but he stayed with us, kept team morale up. More power to him.
Yeah, I agree. I don't blame him at all, Billy, and I think it's okay that he did that. You know, and then there are the coaches that have gone from the NFL to college. And think about Nick Saban, had a shot at Miami, failed miserably, and I'm sure he would not want to go back to the NFL right now, and he's got a dynasty at Alabama. Jim Harbaugh was coach of, the 49ers for a while, and he's back at college level at Michigan. So, you know, it flows both ways, but, you know, you've got to think that if this is your business, the top goal is to be an NFL coach. And I don't blame Joe Brady for taking the money, and I don't blame him for moving to the NFL as offensive coordinator, which, again, is a step away from being a head coach. And as I said, you know, a few minutes ago, and as I wrote in the blog that I wrote about this, who's to say that Joe Brady doesn't have this sense of, okay, I'm going to make these moves and I may be in a position to fulfill the position when Sean Payton retires from the Saints? I mean, who's to say that might not happen? I mean, I know a lot can happen, but is that not at least a possibility? All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. All right, we're doing a Beatles music from the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, and this is the title track. If you're the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins, 260-9467, you win a pair of tickets to see Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience, Friday night, Jefferson Performing Arts Center, and I'll tell you how to get tickets if you don't win them, but hey, if you're the eighth caller right now, you're a winner. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Well, I can tell you firsthand that it does change a lot of things, and sometimes it changes things for the worst. Sometimes it affects who you are as a person, and I hope that never happens to you. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. With his salary more than double, do you think Joe Brady's decision to leave LSU and go to Carolina was based solely on money? 51% say yes. 49% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I think he has a bigger plan in mind. But, I mean, even if it's just for the money, you can't blame him for taking the money. Our congratulations to Michael Gembois, who just won two tickets to go see Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience, on stage Friday at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. If you want tickets, you can go online to JeffersonPAC.com. That's JeffersonPAC.com. Or stop by the Jefferson Performing Arts Center box office until 3 o'clock, 6400 Airline Drive. Or call this number, 504-731-4800. 4700. 731-4700. Some last time they were here, and this is it's an awesome Beatles experience. There have been some new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about who's in and who should be in coming up in the next hour. Here is a text that says, or what about this? Joe Brady gets Carolina to trade in the draft, and they draft Joe Burrow. Another text says, Scoot, Brady might be trying to reunite with Joe Burrow in the NFL. Don't be surprised if Carolina gets rid of Cam Newton and then moves up to draft Joe Burrow. That would certainly be a nightmare for the Saints. And I wish there was some way the Saints could figure out a way to trade up to get Joe Burrow. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from Metairie, Joe, welcome to WWL.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You guys kind of stole my thunder. It was being reported that the Panthers could possibly try to move up because they pick seven. That's not a that's a lot of room, but it's not as bad as the Saints.
That's
at 24.
Right. Yeah.
So the only thing that could derail that outside of Cincinnati may not want to bite is the fact that Luke Kuechly just retired, and I think they're going to have to find a replacement for him. So it's either move up to get Burrow for now or stay at seven and get the kid from Clemson. His name is Simmons. He plays he really doesn't have a position. He's a safety / linebacker, and he would be a nightmare for Kamara and Tommy. Thanks for taking my call.
Joe, I appreciate that information. Yeah, I hadn't heard that until, you know, doing the show, and I got some text just now about the possibility of Carolina trading up, and so Joe Brady is reunited with Joe Burrow, and again, that would be a nightmare for the Saints. You know, again, a lot can play out, and at this point, just everything is really possible. From Mandeville, Steve, you're on WWL. Hey, Steve.
Good talking to you again.
Thank you.
You had some comments about, you know, everybody wants to be a head coach. And that's not true. I was raised in the corporate world. And not everybody wants to be the top guy.
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, I exaggerated when I said everybody. Let's just say a lot of people in that business, their goal would be to be a head coach.
I would not doubt that. But there are a lot of people out there that sit back, and we can talk about the coach from Grambling that won 100 games. He never wanted to be an NFL coach.
Yeah. That's true. And Steve, you know, you made me think of something that my dad talked to me about a long time ago when I was just starting my radio career. He said, don't you want to get into management? Because from my dad's perspective of the corporate world, you want to get into management. And I said, no, Dad, I don't want to get into management, man. I want to be on the air. I would not want the headaches of the people here who are in management.
Come on, that's the next goal, right?
That's what?
But you don't want that. That was the next goal, to be a producer, right?
Well,
but you don't want that.
No, well, I guess a certain kind of producer, maybe so, but a lot of producers, in fact, I started out as a producer in the business and then got on the air, and a lot of people who were on the air started off as producers. But you're right. I mean, there's nothing in me that wants the headaches of being the boss in this business. And I can say that for other businesses as well. I don't think I'm selling myself short, and this goes for people like you as well. Sometimes you just really, you love what you're doing, and you just don't want to bother with all the other stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm a district sales manager. You know, I've been offered a lot higher positions. I don't want to travel.
Yeah.
I'm tired of traveling, you know. But at the same point, you have to pick your position in life and say, okay, this is where I want to be right now.
Well, that's true. And sometimes people reach a point where they can really turn down offers. When it's doubling your salary, it's kind of hard to turn that down for some people. And, you know, for a guy like Joe Brady, you know, he's moving, but he's still in the same, he's basically in the same business. He's not really becoming part of management. He's coaching. He was a coach, and now he's still a coach. So I guess that works for him. Steve, glad you called. Here's a text that says, I'm happy for Joe Brady. He did a fantastic job here in just a year's time, and I guarantee that all the ones that are up in arms over him leaving would do the same thing if they were in his position. Everyone is loyal until it's getting them offered big money, just my opinion. That is just your opinion, but it's a very widespread opinion, and I share your opinion. It happened to me, and it's happened to other people as well, and sometimes it's really hard to turn that down. From Mid-City, Chuck B., you're on WWL.
Hey, man, how's it going, bro?
Good.
My comment regarding Joe Brady is that he's only 30 years old. To have the opportunity that he has at this age, I wouldn't pass that up. You know, in 5 years, he'll be 35 years old. He'll have 5 years' experience at that level. Then he can do whatever he wants to do if there's an offer as a head coach. But he'll have that experience as well. Yeah. He won a national championship. He's done pretty much everything he can do.
Well, his stock is certainly high right now, so this would be the time to take advantage of an opportunity. If he comes back next year, maybe LSU does as well next year as they did this year, but if they don't, then his stock diminishes just a little bit. But I would like to think that Joe Burrow's presence with Steve Ensminger in the press box, working with him on the LSU offense, I would like to think that there's a residual effect. I'd like to think that Joe Brady taught Steve Ensminger and taught everybody at LSU a lot. So it's not as if he takes everything with him. I'm sure he left some things behind in terms of how to do this. I mean, the guy is young. I think he's now the youngest offensive coordinator in the NFL. But as a young person, he obviously brought in some new creativity. He broke some boundaries. And sometimes that's what you have to do. As I wrote in the blog that I wrote, I think, you know, Joe Brady's skyrocketing success really does raise the interesting question about competence versus experience. And I've always believed that experience, just because you have experience, doesn't mean you're good. Just because you've been doing something for a long time doesn't mean you're great. It just means you've been doing it for a long time. And sometimes it's creativity and ambition and work ethic that looks better on a resume than experience. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. But for now, the career of Joe Brady with LSU, well, it's over. And I wish him the best of luck, except twice a year when the Panthers play the Saints. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, and if I were Joe Burrow, you know, I'd be looking around at the teams that have good offensive lines or teams that have a plan to have a good offensive line. Because, as you know, that's one of the first things that a good quarterback needs. I'm Scoots, and we're coming right back. This is WWL. Happy birthday today to Saints quarterback Drew Brees, 41 years old. And Drew says he can play a couple of more years. And you know what? He might. All right, President Trump was at a rally in Milwaukee. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you missed all the highlights we had from the Democratic debate last night on CNN. I'm sure you're sorry you missed that, but we had a lot of comments from each of the candidates who was on the stage. But President Trump held a rally in Milwaukee, and guess what? He's talking about Mexico and the wall again.
Mexico's paying for the wall. You know that. You'll see that. It's all worked out. It's driving him crazy.
And I want to give President Trump a lot of credit for dealing with a really sensitive issue that not every president would deal with.
I'm also approving new dishwashers that give you more water so you can actually wash and rinse your dishes without having to do it 10 times. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's what I want. I want a president who's going to talk about things that directly affect my life on a daily basis. And part of the new campaign for 2020 is going to be Make Dishwashers Great Again. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest code word. The code word this hour is Hello. Text H-E-L-L-O to 72881. Text hello to 72881. Used in a sentence, if you call the show, hello, this is Scoot. Next code word's coming up right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please never text and drive. All right, coming up after the news at 3, I want to replay a conversation that I had with this singer-songwriter who's dominated the Christian charts, but she's crossed over into the pop charts. Lauren Daigle is an amazing, amazing singer. And she's got a great heart as well. That conversation's coming up. Also, we'll talk about the new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we'll talk about who's in and who's not. And if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls as well. I'm Scoot on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.